Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Money Module, Unit 4, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn to understand conversations about buying things. Before you go on to learn how to say these things, check your comprehension of them. Put the following sentences into English. Number 1.
我们家里的东西有的到了，有的还没到。
Of our household things, some have arrived, some haven't arrived yet. Number 2.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
Some of the dishes they sell are really good looking.
可是贵一点。
But they're a little more expensive.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。
Those dishes I bought were all not too expensive.
贵的我没买。
The expensive ones I didn't buy.
你买了多少盘子碗?
How many dishes did you buy?
我买了10个饭碗，10个大盘子。
I bought 10 rice bowls and 10 large plates. Number 3.
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的?
This teacup of yours is very nice. Where was it bought?
是在第一公司买的。
It was bought at first company. Number 4.
你买什么了?
What did you buy?
我买盘子碗了。
I bought dishes. Number 5.
你的饭碗是什么颜色的?
What color are your rice bowls?
是蓝的。
They're blue ones.
我也喜欢蓝的。I
like blue ones too. If you had any trouble with these sentences, rewind the tape and work on them some more. If you understood them all, you should begin learning how to say them. Listen to this exchange. Mrs. Weiss, an American just moved to Taipei, is talking with Miss Hu, who works in the military attaché's office.
您家里的东西都到了吗? 有的到了，有的还没到。
Repeat the word for things.
东西。东西。
Earlier you saw that the word 家里 meant family, as in 您家里有什么人? What people are there in your family? Here, 家里 means household. Repeat, household things.
家里的东西。家里的东西。
Repeat, have your household things all arrived?
您家里的东西都到了吗? 您家里的东西都到了吗?
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. Have your household things all arrived?
您家里的东西都到了吗?
Try it again. This time you'll get a confirmation and a reply. Again.
您家里的东西都到了吗? 有的到了，有的还没到。
What's the word for family or household?
家里.
What's the word for things?
东西.
Let's listen to the reply again.
有的到了，有的还没到。
Repeat the word for some.
有的。有的。
Repeat, some have arrived.
有的到了。 有的到了。
Repeat, some haven't arrived yet.
有的还没到。有的还没到。The
word 有的, some, is made up of the verb 有 and the marker 的. Yoda must be understood to go along with the noun, although here it's deleted. This is similar to English, where we can say either some things have arrived or some have arrived. In Chinese, you can say either 有的东西到了 or 有的到了. Repeat, some have arrived, some haven't arrived yet.
有的到了,有的还没到。有的到了,有的还没到。
This word for some, 有的, always occurs before the verb. Try responding to the question now. Answer that some have arrived and some haven't arrived yet.
您家里的东西都到了吗?
有的到了,有的还没到。
Again,
您家里的东西都到了吗?
有的到了,有的还没到。Mrs.
Weiss continues,
我们已经来了一个月了,还没有盘子碗。昨天我买了一点盘子碗。Repeat
the word for dishes, literally plates, bowls.
盘子碗。盘子碗。
Repeat, yesterday I bought some dishes.
昨天我买了一点盘子碗。昨天我买了一点盘子碗。Notice
that here, some is translated with 一点, since it comes after the verb. You'll also notice that 昨天, yesterday, is at the front of the sentence in the topic position. How do you say, yesterday I bought some dishes?
昨天我买了一点盘子碗。The
marker lo, of course, shows that the action is completed. It goes right after the verb, with the amount object following. Notice that the object here states the amount, even if indefinitely. Some dishes. How do you say, yesterday I bought some dishes?
昨天我买了一点盘子碗。
Here's another way you might be asked what was bought. Listen.
你买什么了?
我买饭碗了。
Repeat the word for rice bowls.
饭碗。饭碗。Repeat,
I bought rice bowls.
我买饭碗了。我买饭碗了。Completed
action le shows up in different spots in the sentence, depending on what type of object it occurs with. It follows a non-amount object such as fanwan, where the number of rice bowls is not mentioned. It does not follow an amount object such as shirga fanwan, but follows the verb instead. How do you say, I bought rice bowls?
我买饭碗了。Now
try responding to the question yourself. Say that you bought rice bowls.
你买什么了?
我买饭碗了。Again.
你买什么了?
我买饭碗了。Now
Mrs. Weiss and Miss Hu continue.
你买了多少?
我买了10个饭碗,10个大盘子。Repeat
the word for plate.
盘子。盘子。Repeat,
10 large plates.
十个大盘子。十个大盘子。Repeat,
I bought 10 rice bowls and 10 large plates.
我买了十个饭碗,十个大盘子。我买了十个饭碗,十个大盘子。Notice
again that the marker lo for completed action is directly after the verb. How do you say, I bought 10 rice bowls?
我买了十个饭碗。How
do you say, I bought 10 large plates?
我买了十个大盘子。Try
responding to the question yourself now. Say you bought 10 rice bowls and 10 large plates.
您买什么了? 我买了十个饭碗，十个大盘子。
Again.
您买什么了？我买了十个饭碗，十个大盘子。
Now let's take a look at the two questions about purchases. Repeat the question, what did you buy?
您买什么了？您买什么了？
Notice that the completed action marker le is at the end of the sentence. How do you say, what did you buy?
您买什么了？
Try it again. This time you'll get a confirmation and a reply.
您买什么了？我买饭碗了。
Again.
您买什么了？我买饭碗了。
Now let's look at the other question that was used. Repeat.How much did you buy?
你买了多少？你买了多少？
Since 多少 does ask for an amount, it counts as an amount object, and the marker le is directly after the verb. Try asking the question yourself. You'll get a reply. How much did you buy?
你买了多少？我买了十个饭碗。
Again.
你买了多少？我买了十个饭碗。
Here's a chance for you to practice using the completed action le with objects. Try putting the following sentences into Chinese. I bought rice bowls.
我买饭碗了。
I bought 10 rice bowls.
我买了十个饭碗。
He bought 3 magazines.
他买了三本杂志。
He bought apples.
他买苹果了。
He bought 3 caddies of apples.
他买了三斤苹果。
What did he buy?
他买什么了？
He bought magazines.
他买杂志了。
They bought 10 large plates.
他们买了十个大盘子。
How much did he buy?
他买了多少？
Now let's return to the conversation between Mrs. Weiss and Miss Hu.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？是蓝的。
Repeat, they're blue ones.
是蓝的。是蓝的。
Notice that the answer is, they're blue ones, not they're blue. With most adjectival verbs like 贵, you can say either 这个贵 or这个是贵的。This is expensive. But this isn't true with color words. You have to say they're blue ones. Try responding to the question yourself now. You bought blue dishes.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？是蓝的。
Again.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？是蓝的。
Repeat the word for color.
颜色，颜色。
Repeat the question. What color are those dishes?
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？
Notice the use of the marker de after the word color. 颜色。The question really asks, those dishes are what color ones? How do you say, what color are those dishes?
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？
Try asking the question again. This time you'll get a reply.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？
是蓝的。
Again.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？
是蓝的。
Listen to Miss Hu's comment.
啊，我也喜欢蓝的。
Repeat the verb to like.
喜欢，喜欢。
Repeat. Oh, I like blue ones too.
啊，我也喜欢蓝的。啊，我也喜欢蓝的。
Try the whole exchange now. Ask what color those dishes are, then reply that you like blue ones too.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？
是蓝的。
啊，我也喜欢蓝的。
Again.
那些盘子碗是什么颜色的？
是蓝的。
啊，我也喜欢蓝的。
Mrs. Weiss and Miss Hu continue. Mrs. Weiss is talking about the first company where she bought the dishes.
啊，他们卖的东西真好看。
So far, you've seen the marker de put at the end of words such as 家里。So that they can modify something as in 家里的东西. Now you see that the marker de can come at the end of a sentence such as 他们卖 and make a modifier out of it, as in 他们卖的东西. Repeat, the things they sell.
他们卖的东西。他们卖的东西。
This phrase, 他们卖的东西, becomes the subject of the larger sentence. Repeat,The things they sell are really good looking.
他们卖的东西真好看。他们卖的东西真好看。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. The things they sell are really good looking.
他们卖的东西真好看。
Again.
他们卖的东西真好看。
Now listen to a similar sentence.
啊，他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
Repeat, the dishes they sell.
他们卖的盘子碗。他们卖的盘子碗。
Repeat the sentence.Some are really good looking.
有的真好看。有的真好看。
Now the phrase, 他们卖的盘子碗 becomes not the subject, but the topic of the larger sentence. Repeat, some of the dishes they sell are really beautiful. More literally, the dishes they sell, some are really good looking.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
Try it again.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
Again.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
Let's listen to Mrs. Weiss again.
啊，他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看，可是贵一点。
Repeat the word for but.
可是，可是。
Repeat, but a little more expensive.
可是贵一点，可是贵一点。
Earlier we said that 一点 after an adjective or verb such as 贵 makes it clear that a comparison is being made. Repeat, but they're a little more expensive.
可是贵一点，可是贵一点。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker, but they're a little more expensive.
可是贵一点。
Try saying the whole comment now. Some of the dishes they sell are really good looking, but they're a little more expensive.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看，可是贵一点。
Again.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看，可是贵一点。
Mrs. Weiss continues.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵，贵的我没买。
Repeat those dishes I bought.
我买的那些盘子碗。我买的那些盘子碗。
Notice that the phrase 我买的 modifies 那些盘子碗 those dishes. Repeat, those dishes I bought were all not too expensive.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. Those dishes I bought were all not too expensive.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。
Again.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。
Repeat the last part of the remark. The expensive ones I didn't buy.
贵的我没买。贵的我没买。
Repeat the whole remark now. Those dishes I bought were all not too expensive. The expensive ones I didn't buy.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。贵的我没买。我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵，贵的我没买。
Mrs. Weiss notices a cup on Miss Hu's desk.
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？
是在第一公司买的。
Repeat the word for teacup.
茶杯，茶杯。
Repeat this teacup of yours.
你的这个茶杯，你的这个茶杯。
Notice that word for word, 你的这个茶杯 is your this teacup. Try saying it ahead of the speaker, this teacup of yours.
你的这个茶杯。
Repeat, this teacup of yours is very nice.
你的这个茶杯很好。你的这个茶杯很好。
Repeat the word for place.
地方，地方。
Repeat, what place?
什么地方，什么地方。
Repeat, where was it bought?
是在什么地方买的，是在什么地方买的。
Repeat, this teacup of yours is very nice. Where was it bought?
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？ 你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？
Try saying it yourself. This time you'll get a reply.
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？
是在第一公司买的。
Again.
你的这个茶杯很好，是在什么地方买的？
是在第一公司买的。
Now let's review what we've covered on this tape. Put the following sentences into Chinese. Number one. Of our household things, some have arrived, some haven't arrived yet.
我们家里的东西有的到了，有的还没到。
Number two, what did you buy?
你买什么了？
I bought dishes.
我买饭碗了。
Number three, this teacup of yours is very nice.
你的这个茶杯很好。
Where was it bought?
是在什么地方买的？
Number four. Some of the dishes they sell are really good looking.
他们卖的盘子碗有的真好看。
But they're a little more expensive.
可是贵一点。
Those dishes I bought were all not too expensive.
我买的那些盘子碗都不太贵。
The expensive ones I didn't buy.
贵的我没买。
This is the end of the tape. End of Money Module Unit 4, Production Tape 1.